You were my wife. You mattered.
You were my dad. You mattered.
You were my sister. You mattered.
Every life has meaning and purpose. That's why choosing a monument to celebrate the life of a loved one is so important. At Stennis Granite, our compassionate design professionals will work with you from concept to completion to tell the story of those who matter most to you for generations to come. When it's time to choose a personalized memorial, buy directly from the monument builder you can trust, Stennis Granite in East Grand Forks. Because they mattered. Learn more at stennisgranite.com.
In today's ag and business climate, you want an advisor with the knowledge and expertise to help you with all your goals. You want someone you know and can trust. At American Federal in Crookston, ag and business banker Kyle Page will help you find the best solution. Whether you're looking to expand your operation or plan for the next generation, Kyle Page, right here, helping clients create a successful future.
It is time for an early edition of the Noontime News on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1260, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, as we take a look at our world and national news headlines at this hour. President Donald Trump says his administration is beginning the process to impose 25% tariffs on another $325 billion in Chinese imports, covering everything China sells in the United States. The U.S. only sells China approximately $100 billion of goods and products. A very big imbalance, Trump said on Twitter. President Trump says trade talks between China and the U.S. are continuing in a very congenial manner despite new tariffs the U.S. imposed Friday on $200 billion in Chinese imports. Trump tweeted Friday that the increased tariffs will bring in far more wealth to the United States, although the burden of the tariffs falls on U.S. consumers and businesses that buy imports. Guess it's another reason why you should buy American. No tariffs. Military experts say new missiles tested by North Korea over the past week look a lot like a missile the Russian military has been trying to sell abroad for years. The short-range, nuclear-capable Russian ballistic missile was behind a U.S. decision to suspend a long-standing arms treaty with Moscow in February. It's unclear whether North Korea bought the missiles or built them itself, but the tests show it is expanding the battle readiness of its missile forces. The actions of students who died tackling gunmen at two separate U.S. campuses a week apart have been hailed as heroic. At a growing number of schools around the country, they also reflect guidance to students who are told, at least in some situations, to do what they can to disrupt shootings. A majority of school districts have now embraced such an approach, which experts say educators need to give staff and students as many options as possible in worst-case scenarios. And the semi-official Mir News Agency is reporting that Iran's Deputy Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi has sent a warning to European signatories of the 2015 nuclear deal. He says Friday the signatories should not underestimate Iran's will to implement a step-by-step reduction of its commitments to the deal. The report said Araghchi made the remarks in a meeting on Thursday in Tehran with Britain's Director General for Political Affairs, Richard Moore. That is a look at our world and national news headlines in this early edition of the Noontime News.
The Art of Remembering. That's a Stennis Memorial. When the time comes, Stennis Granite Company offers expertly designed custom memorials from the smallest footstone to the largest monument. With the help of Stennis Granite, your ideas become a unique expression of the person it memorializes. Each design is custom created and handcrafted in-house. Whether pre-planning for your own peace of mind or choosing the perfect memorial legacy for a loved one, Stennis Granite is with you from concept to completion. Please view the Stennis online gallery at stennisgranite.com and trust your memories to Stennis Granite Company in East Grand Forks.
In today's ag and business climate, you want an advisor with the knowledge and expertise to help you with all your goals. You want someone you know and can trust. At American Federal in Crookston, ag and business banker Kyle Page will help you find the best solution. Whether you're looking to expand your operation or plan for the next generation, Kyle Page, right here, helping clients create a successful future.
We have sunny blue skies right now in downtown Crookston. A beautiful day shaping up at 5 minutes now after the, or coming up on 5 minutes after the hour of 11 o'clock. We have 54 degrees, sunny skies, a west wind of 8 miles an hour. Humidity is low at 26%, and no wind chill, which we're happy to tell you. Barometric pressure at 30.09 inches and falling. Again, right now in downtown Crookston, we have sunny skies and 54 degrees. As we take a look at the forecast for Crookston and the listening area for the rest of today, you can expect mostly sunny skies, highs 60 to 65, southwest winds of 10 to 20. Then tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the mid-40s, south winds of 10 to 20. And then there is a chance of rain on Saturday, but Sunday, Mother's Day, it looks like it's going to be mostly sunny, highs in the mid-60s. And temperatures hitting 70 to 75 a couple times, actually three times, throughout the week next week. We'll tell you more about that coming up a little later here in our noontime news. But a good forecast in store for us here for Mother's Day and through next week. So we're happy to report that. We'll take a break. We'll be back and take a look at the rest of the news, including the state news. That'll be coming up after this from our friends at Prue Refrigeration, Heating and Appliance, and Montague's Flower Shop.
An energy-efficient Trane system from Prue Refrigeration, Heating and Appliance in Crookston is designed for maximum efficiency and ENERGY STAR qualification when matched Trane components are combined into a complete system. You get more warmth, more cooling, and more clean air from the energy you use. Air cleaners, humidifiers, and heat pumps, as well as digital thermostats, will return the cost of your investment quickly in energy savings. Call Prue Refrigeration, Heating and Appliance today at 281-1370 about an energy-saving Trane system. It's hard to stop a Trane.
With the tease of nice weather, everybody seems to be catching spring fever. Well, if you have spring fever, Montague's Flower Shop in Crookston has just what the doctor ordered. Bring the outdoors in with a colorful bouquet, floral arrangements, and green and blooming plants that will brighten up your day. You can treat yourself or make someone special feel wonderful. And Montague's even makes house calls. For deliveries, call Montague's Flower Shop in Crookston at 281-4419. That's Montague's Flower Shop in downtown Crookston. Now taking a look at our state news. Authorities in Minnesota say skeletal remains found in the Boundary Waters Canoe Area Wilderness are human. The remains were found in late April at a campsite belonging to a New Mexico man who planned to spend the winter in the woods. The Midwest Medical Examiner's Office says an initial report from a forensic anthropologist indicates the remains are human, but more examination is needed to identify to whom they belong. Investigators do not suspect foul play. The boyfriend of a woman whose body was found encased in an icy pond in Dakota County has been sentenced to 15 years in prison. 41-year-old Uriah Schultz of Apple Valley pled guilty to manslaughter in the 2017 death of 41-year-old Elizabeth Peralt. Her body was found in April of 2018, not far from her home in the holding pond in Burnsville, 6 months after she disappeared. Schultz said in a court document that he blacked out during a fight with Peralt and awoke to find her dead. A St. Paul man pled guilty Wednesday to unintentionally killing his girlfriend's 3-year-old son and causing life-threatening injuries to her 2-year-old daughter while punishing the children in January. 25-year-old Alante Butts is to be sentenced in mid-June. A deal with prosecutors calls for him to get 15 years in prison. Vice President Mike Pence says the Trump administration is working hour by hour to reach a trade agreement with China as the U.S. is poised to raise tariffs on Chinese imports. But Pence says negotiations have to stand firm. U.S. and Chinese negotiators are set to resume trade talks later Thursday in Washington. Pence says if a deal is not reached with China, the administration will look for ways to provide additional support to farmers. And Pence visiting a farm near Glendon yesterday, then he headed down to the Twin Cities after that in the afternoon. That is a look at the state news. We'll take a break. We'll be back. Take a look at the sports. That'll be coming up after this from our friends at Prue Refrigeration, Heating and Appliance, and Montague's Flower Shop.
An energy-efficient Trane system from Prue Refrigeration, Heating and Appliance in Crookston is designed for maximum efficiency and ENERGY STAR qualification when matched Trane components are combined into a complete system. You get more warmth, more cooling, and more clean air from the energy you use. Air cleaners, humidifiers, and heat pumps, as well as digital thermostats, will return the cost of your investment quickly in energy savings. Call Prue Refrigeration, Heating and Appliance today at 281-1370 about an energy-saving Trane system. It's hard to stop a Trane.
With the tease of nice weather, everybody seems to be catching spring fever. Well, if you have spring fever, Montague's Flower Shop in Crookston has just what the doctor ordered. Bring the outdoors in with a colorful bouquet, floral arrangements, and green and blooming plants that will brighten up your day. You can treat yourself or make someone special feel wonderful. And Montague's even makes house calls. For deliveries, call Montague's Flower Shop in Crookston at 281-4419. That's Montague's Flower Shop in downtown Crookston. Taking a look at the sports scene from yesterday, the Crookston Pirates softball team committed 21 errors in two games, and the Roseau Rams cruised to a 14-1 and 17-4 victories in a Section 8 AA doubleheader played at Donnie Loft Memorial Field. Crookston was led by Casey Swickla, who went 2-for-2 with an RBI in the first game. Crookston drops to 0-14 on the season. They will travel to one of the top-ranked teams in the state, Park Rapids, on Monday. Roseau improves to 8-6. The Pirate baseball team had a couple of exciting games and beat the Winnemac Patriots by scoring 5 runs in the 6th inning to win 6-5, and then lost to Sacred Heart 5-4 in a split doubleheader played at Jim Kern Field in Crookston. Brady Butt was 3-for-8 with an RBI in the two games to lead Crookston. Crookston drops to 2-4 on the year and will host War Road on Tuesday for a doubleheader. Winnemac drops to 5-6 on the year, and Sacred Heart improves to 6-4. The St. Cloud State Huskies scored early and often in a 14-0 victory over the UMC Golden Eagle baseball team in the first round of the NSIC baseball tournament at Dick Putts Field in St. Cloud. St. Cloud State hit 4 home runs in the game, while UMC only had 5 hits. UMC was led by Bryce Jorgensen, going 2-for-5. UMC falls to 28-20 overall and will look keep the season going. It's elimination time every game now. UMC will have to win to keep their season going, as they will play Northern State at 11:30 this morning. We'll have it here in just a few minutes. St. Cloud State, they improved to 39-10 and will take on Minnesota State Mankato at 2:30. That should be a very good game. You can check out the story, stats, scores, pictures, more on our website, KROXAM.com. Click on sports. On the sports scoreboard from yesterday, other NSIC tournament games: Augustana beat Winona State 4-1, and Minot State beat Wayne 12-4. Mankato in the 10th inning had a walk-off home run to beat Northern State. High school baseball: Sacred Heart beat Winnemac 7-0. Girls softball, we told you those scores. On the sports schedule for today, again, we have UMC baseball. 11:30, it gets underway. We'll have the pregame show, a short one, just right after the noontime news. And if UMC wins, they would play again at 6:30 this evening. Junior high school baseball: Crookston is hosting Thief River Falls for a 4:30 doubleheader. And the Twins, they will host Detroit tonight at 6:30, the pregame. If UMC loses, 7:10 will be the first pitch. Boys tennis: Crookston has two big section opponents, Perham at 2 o'clock and East Grand Forks at 5 in a Crookston triangular. And then boys and girls track: Crookston's at the Warren Alvarado Oslo Invitational at 4 p.m. Boys golf, they're at the Thief River Falls invite. That's already underway, started at 9:30. And the Pirate girls are at the Wadena Deer Creek meet at Whitetail Run Golf Course. That started at 9. On Saturday's sports schedule, we have Coach's Corner live from the Irishman Shanty starting at 9 a.m. And then we have a split doubleheader of Minnesota Twins baseball. They host Detroit, 12:30 the pregame, 1:10 the first pitch, and then they'll play again tomorrow night, 6:30 the pregame, 7:10 the first pitch. In girls golf, they're at the Staples Motley meet in the Vintage Golf Course, so they'll go to Wadena, stay there, and then head to Staples for a 9:30 meet tomorrow. And then the Pirate boys, they're at the Roseau Invitational at Oak Crest Golf Course at 9:30. And if UMC wins a couple games today, they will be playing again tomorrow. And if they play on Saturday, we will have that right here on KROX. And the Minnesota Twins, they host Detroit on Sunday on Mother's Day. Noon the pregame, 1:10 the first pitch. We do have 8 tickets available for Sunday's game. If you would like to go, they're upper deck tickets right behind home plate. If you'd like to go to that, just be the call, 281-1140. We'll give you, if you need all 8, we'll give you all 8. If you only need 4, we'll give them away, but give us a call, 281-1140. If you're planning on going to the cities this weekend, would like to take in the Twins game, maybe mom's a big Twins fan, and you can treat her to a Twins game on Sunday. Again, we have 8 tickets available for Sunday afternoon's game. If you want those, give us a call, 281-1140. We'll take a break. We'll be back and take a look at the state news, the local news and the weather. That's going to be coming up again in this early edition of the Noontime News. That'll be coming up right after this from our friends at Courtney Polkerbeck State Farm and Hugo's Family Marketplace. In Crookston and the Red River Valley, you know how much it means to have neighbors you can count on, like the one who mowed your lawn and trimmed it that week you were sick. Well, here's another good neighbor you can count on, State Farm agent Courtney Polkerbeck in Crookston. Courtney and his team are here to help life go right when you combine your home and auto insurance, which can save you money and time. So combine home and auto and start the savings rolling. Call State Farm agent Courtney Polkerbeck in Crookston today at 281-2234.
Hugo's Family Marketplace has a 12-count double roll Cottonelle bath tissue or the 6-count big roll Viva paper towels on sale this week, $6.49 each. Assorted sizes and varieties of fruit pop, lots of matzo pizzas, 2 for $7. 16-ounce containers of Dairy Pure Sour Cream, 2 for $3. And the 64-ounce bottle of Sunny Delight, 99 cents. You can find all this week's savings at GoHugos.com.
You're gonna find more low prices, more great stuff when you go to Hugo's.
Now taking a look at the local news on this early edition of the Noontime News, because we have UMC Baseball coming up at 11:30. Crookston Public Schools' Native American Education Program is excelling, especially at Highland Elementary School, where math proficiency is 40.1% above the state average, and reading proficiency is 39.7% above the state average. Any school that has more than 10 Native American students must have a Native American education program, both required by the state of Minnesota statute and federal law. Program coordinator Dave Emanuel said Crookston was recognized as the number one school in the state of Minnesota at this year's Native American Education Conference.
When I went to the Native American Conference this year, we were recognized as the number one school in the entire state of Minnesota. As the kids have their grades up, and they have the highest academic rating for any Indian American group that's within the state of Minnesota. So that was pretty cool that our kids are doing so well across the board. Some of the kids were really excelling. So just a fantastic job by the kids.
And attendance is a big part of the program's success. Through grants, Emanuel has been able to secure funding for the students to ride the Tri-Valley bus for free to get to school if they're late, overslept, or unable to get to a school for any reason. The grant also provides transportation for parents to get them to parent-teacher conferences, music programs, plays, and other activities.
With some of my grant money, I've started an initiative for my Native American kids that if they're overslept, late for school, whatever the issue, I don't care. I have the ability to call the Tri-Valley bus, and they'll go to the house, pick them up, and bring them to school, whether it's Washington, Highland, or the high school. That has dramatically increased attendance. The other thing that I use that for is for my kids. Majority of them are in the poverty level. They don't have a whole lot. A lot of the parents don't have transportation. So they weren't able to come to parent-teacher conferences. They weren't able to come to music programs. They weren't able to come to the other activities, the plays, and so forth. I can also use that money to get the parents here for the conferences, for the events, which has now involved them in our school, which has made them feel welcome.
Students are not only excelling academically, but many participate in after-school program 2 days a week as well. Participation is growing in athletics, music, and recreation programs thanks to partnerships, waiving fees, and donations of instruments from students. The students in the program are learning to run a small business by operating the Highland Elementary greenhouse, and they will sell their plants in the coming weeks.
So this year we took over the greenhouse. We'll be selling the plants here soon. We had a little problem with one of the heat, that one of the thermostats went out on us on one weekend, and I walked into water and it was over 120 degrees, and so we lost about a third of the plants. The pots themselves actually started warping and melting a little bit, but the rest we saved, and it's our first year, so we kind of learning curve, but the kids have been very involved in that from when we picked up the plants to the planting. And then I took that and taught them, like, if you're starting a business, and we went through all of the steps that you'd have to take, whether it's financing, whether it's buying your product, how you're going to price your product. If you sold everything, here's what you'd make. But you have to take into account, some get damaged, which was ironic because that's exactly what happens.
And the students also put on a play for Parent Engagement Night in March.
I asked the kids, I said, hey, how about if we put on a play? And the kids were like, yeah, absolutely. So what we did is Rough Face Girl. And what that was is the Native American story of Cinderella. The kids absolutely loved it. We practiced it. You know, we made all our own costumes and all our own backdrops. And it was neat because each kid had a special job, whether it was working on the backdrop or, you know, being a runner or, I mean, everybody got involved and the kids had a blast. The parents loved it. And it sounds like our reviews were pretty good, too. So kids want to do that again next year. So I don't know what play we're going to do, but we'll be putting another one on.
That is Dave Emanuel, one of the, I think, the best stories we've had so far this season. Just going to a little hard work, some cooperatives through Tri-Valley and people chipping in, and the hard work of the staff at Dave Emanuel and the Highland School really making things happen in the Crookston School District. For more on the Native American Education Program, you're not going to want to miss it. Tune in to Focus on Education on Saturday at 8:45 a.m. right here on KROX. Polk County has agreed to partner with both the Kitson County and Marshall County Sheriff's Office with the Zurcher software currently used by Polk County. The Sheriff's Office began using the software about 18 months ago, and both Kitson and Marshall counties are currently looking to add the same software to their operations for both deputies and dispatchers. By partnering with Polk County, Kitson County will save nearly $62,000 and Marshall will save around $91,000 compared if they were to put in their own standalone software servers. Polk County will not have any additional costs by partnering with the two agencies. Polk County Sheriff Jim Chadman said pooling resources with other regional law enforcement agencies is important to save money, as none of the departments are flush with money.
With the Region 1 sheriffs, we've been looking at other ways that we can share services for our counties and not have all the burden just on one county for cost. And just recently, we have went to this new CAD system for our report writing and our CADing of our reports. And now Kitson County is interested in and also going with the same CAD that we have in Marshall County. So they reached out to us and wanted to know if they were able to onboard with our server. And we have to save money where we can. Our county sheriff's office is not flush with money, and the same thing with theirs, but as a smaller agency, having less funds. And again, if we can assist any other agencies around ours, we surely will at any time. So I think it's a good thing.
Polk County currently shares their system with both the Crookston and East Grand Forks police departments, and Tadman says he is aware of a 13-county partnership in northeast Minnesota.
We share that with Crookston Police Department in East Grand Forks, and, you know, this would just be a couple more agencies that are coming onto our server system, and we're aware of up in the Carlton County, Pine County area that they've got, I think, 13 counties that are sharing a system up there, which is a big money saver for everybody because you don't have to have these individual servers, which cost a lot just to bring them in the first place.
By partnering, each agency is still responsible for their own information and reports under the data practices law, but the agencies will be able to share names and histories easier. Tadman explains that a deputy will be able to look up the information in the server during the course of their investigation, saving time and manpower. Currently, if a deputy believes someone they are investigating is from Kitson or Marshall County, they will either contact the county or ask a dispatcher to contact the county, and someone from the county will be able to get them the information and relay it back. The ability of a deputy to have access to the information in their car will both save time and limit taking others away from other duties.
If we're doing an investigation such as a burglary investigation and we believe that, you know, our suspects have maybe come out of the Kitson County area or information that maybe they traveled to the Kitson County area, our investigators, our patrol officers can look up that information without having to go through dispatch or even contacting that department. We would contact that office and, say, hey, what do you have on this individual? They look it up, which ties up another individual. Now we can do it all in-house. So we can open up our reports to the agencies that are around us. Any of that information is read-only. We can't do anything with it. It's the shared name index, and it's going to help out everybody in this area because, you know, sorry to say, but criminals bounce back and forth, and crossing Polk County lines doesn't hinder people from going into other counties. So
the Sheriff's Office is also looking at trading an old boat motor that was recently upgraded through a grant for a trailer to haul their Polaris and rescue Boggin.
We're very happy to receive a federal boat grant, which gave us a chance to pick up a newer motor for our 2006 boat that we have, and also be able to use that and trade that off for a trailer that we have for our side-by-side. We've been thankful to the Highway Department, but we've been using theirs at this time, but I was informed that it's mowing season and they need to get back to work. work. So just looking again, trying to save our resources and not have to put extra money out. But if we have something that we have to get rid of and we can either trade or get that off to pick up something else like that trailer, I think it's a good thing.
That is Polk County Sheriff Jim Tadman. Seventh graders at Crookston High School took a trip to the University of Minnesota Crookston to learn about some of the things that UMC has to offer. They were separated into three groups. One group visited the equine animal science area, which is what the pictures on our website are from. Another group visited the math and technology area, and the third group visited the natural resources and horticulture departments. The kids had fun, and the staff at UMC, they said, did a super job of sharing some things that UMC has to offer. Speaking of UMC, students were recognized in April for academic and athletic excellence during the annual award celebration. Highlights include the Outstanding Student Achievement Awards, from which the Man and Woman of the Year are selected. Each student nominated by faculty and staff for the award is ranked in six categories: grade point average, honors, leadership, campus activities, community service, and service on campus. The Woman of the Year is UMC volleyball player Kelly Shapika. And the senior is men's golfer Ben Koisty. So two student-athletes winning the Man and Woman of the Year award. Also outstanding student achievement award recipients were Michaela Jones, a senior from Huxley, Iowa. Shapikam, a senior from Egan. Selena Young, a senior from Plymouth. Jonah Figueredo from Little Canada. Amber Johnson from Sabika. Koisty from Lake Norton, South Dakota. Maggie Mills, a senior from Lake City. Brent Reed, a senior from Arlington, Texas. Zach Greenberg, a senior from Winnipeg. And Summer Billings, a senior from Lake Bronson. The Northwest Regional Correction Center announced the arrest of the following individuals: Melissa Jean Haugen, 34, of Northwood, for felony third-degree possession of a Schedule 1 or 2 narcotic. Sasha Ray Rodiker, 20, of East Grand Forks, for felony fifth-degree possession, procurement, or control of a controlled substance. Highway 175 in northwest Minnesota remains closed indefinitely due to flooding. MnDOT crews are closely monitoring water levels and analyzing the damage. Traffic will detour to Highway 75, then north on 171 through St. Vincent to Interstate 29. Areas that have water on the road or are closed because of flooding are marked on MnDOT's road conditions map at 511mn.org. And motorists in northwest Minnesota may see smoke from prescribed burns beginning today as crews conduct a controlled burn on Highway 75 north of Euclid. Two sites in northwest Minnesota will be burned, weather conditions permitting, in the coming weeks. Motorists will encounter signs as they approach the burn areas warning of the potential of smoke. Additional sites scheduled for burning in northwest Minnesota is Highway 59 between Thief River Falls and Halma. The flag flying over the Crookston National Guard Armory today is in honor of Willie Everson, who was born in 1913 in Fertile. He enlisted in 1941 and was discharged in 1945. He received a Purple Heart. Willie Severson died on this date in 1974 in Crookston. Now moving on to the weather. Right now in downtown Crookston, we have sunny blue skies. Our temperature is at 54 degrees, a west wind of 10 miles an hour. We were calm for pretty much all of the morning. Then the winds picked up just after 10 o'clock. But right now, sunny skies, 54, a west wind of 10 miles an hour. Humidity is at 26%. Barometric pressure continues to fall. We're at 30.08 inches. Sunny skies, 54 right now in downtown Crookston. Taking a look at the rest of the numbers for today. The morning's low was 27 degrees. The sun rose at 5:54. The sun will set at 8:50 for 14 hours, 56 minutes of daylight. The record high, 92, set 1987. The record low, 20, set 1907. The average high is 64. The average low, 39. The year-ago high was 54 with a low of 28. Yesterday's high was 55. Yesterday's low, 34. Taking a look at the forecast for Crookston and the listening area for the rest of today, updated just a few minutes ago by the National Weather Service. It'll be mostly sunny today, high 60 to 65, southwest winds of 10 to 20. Then tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the mid-40s, south winds of 10 to 20. Saturday, mostly cloudy, a slight chance of rain in the morning, then a chance of rain showers and isolated thunderstorms in the afternoon, high 60 to 65, south winds of 10 to 20, and a 50% chance of rain. Saturday night, mostly cloudy, a chance of rain showers and a slight chance of thunderstorms in the evening, then a slight chance of rain showers after midnight, lows in the mid-40s, a 30% chance of precipitation. For Mother's Day Sunday, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-60s, and then Monday, partly sunny, high 70 to 75. Tuesday, partly sunny, a slight chance of rain, high 70 to 75. Wednesday, it'll be mostly sunny, highs in the mid-60s. And Thursday, mostly sunny, a slight chance of rain, highs 70 to 75. That is a look at the Noontime News on KROX. The Noontime News is brought to you in part today by Courtney Polkerbeck, State Farm Insurance, Hugo's Family Marketplace, Montague's Flower Shop, Prue Refrigeration, Heating and Appliance, Stennis Granite Company, and American Federal Bank. Listen again for the Noontime News tomorrow on KROX.
Listen to these fantastic daily specials you'll find in the deli today at Amprite Convenience Mart in Crookston. Buy a taco in a bag for $4.29 or a pride dog for $4.99. From pizzas and tacos to subs and salads, Amprite's Deli has a variety of delicious meals to eat in or